Welcome back. I am rejoined by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tam.
Thanks for having me today.
It is exciting. We have some good friends of ours in the studio. We've had them as guests before, but want to welcome Joe Rossi and Kevin Chambers from Xbility. Welcome, guys.
Good Hello. Morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're excited to have you guys back. We had you guys on about a year and a half ago, and you guys run an education course called Xbility. And you know, it's an education company because it's not just one course, it's multiple courses. Give us a quick briefing for people that didn't hear the segment a year and a half ago. What is Xbility? What do you guys do?
Well, we do a series of personal development courses. The best way I can explain it is it's experiential learning. So if I were to say, you know, can you name the capital of all 50 states? Inevitably, perhaps maybe somebody could do that over time with a pen and paper. But it's something that we learned and kind of forgot because it was like book learning. Experiential learning is like if we brought a bike in and said, can you ride this bike? And it doesn't matter how long it's been since you've ridden a bike, it comes back very quickly. So you had that experience and you kind of take it on and it becomes part of you. You remember it. So our courses offer... it's some lecture, it's some sharing, but it's a lot of exercises and processes that we do to get you to realize what's working, what's not working, and what you want to work on.
Yeah, some people are able to make changes on the fly pretty well, but the majority of people aren't. And I'm one of those people that if I don't take time out to go to a course or go to something that gets me out of my normal routine, then I can't make changes in my life. And that's, to me, the value of going to a course. And I know that there's one that you guys have coming up. That's the Art and Science of Connection, which is coming up on February 6th and 7th. And that's one that I want us to talk about because when it comes to connection, it's really the center of everything. Mm-hmm. You think about it, how do we connect with people?
Things, money, success.
Right. What is our connection in life?
What is the connection?
Mm-hmm. So I guess I'll ask that question. When it comes to the term connection, what does connection mean to each of you? I'll let anybody jump in on that one.
Connection means a lot of things, but primarily it's having a very close knit tie to all the things in my life. May they be relationships, may they be my finances, may they be my career. Mm-hmm. It's being kind of in tune with all those aspects of my life.
Yeah, so we would think about, especially when we connect with other people, what is it that pops into our head? And I'll tell a story of a course I was in one time, and there was this older couple, they were probably in their 70s, and they'd been together for over 50 years, and you know that in itself I think is pretty cool, but you see some people that have been together that long that don't necessarily get along that well. Well, this couple wasn't like that. Their connection went so deep, and I remember her making a statement that when her husband's shoulders are cold, she can feel it, and she knows to take a blanket and put it around him at that moment, and it's about truly understanding another person's needs is one of the primary ways to connect. Joe, what do you think of when you think of connection?
It's so many things. For me, connection is it's about being present in the moment. I read something once a long time ago about a couple that had been together a long period of time, 20-something years, and the woman made a statement like, I choose to be with you today because I want to be with you today, not because I married you 20 years ago. And to me, that's about being present in the moment and connection. And it's not just we're married, but it's the actively playing a role in that, staying connected, eye contact and communication and present with each other.
And I call that with Doug because, you know, we have the five basic love languages. One of them is quality time, but I call it quality focused time.
We
identified that quality time means something different to both of us.
Sure.
And so that quality focus time is important to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, making sure that we're speaking the same language when it comes to connection, because what it takes for one person to connect is different than other people. And one of the things we see is that we can all use more connection in our life, no matter what it's for. And, you know, and what's the tie? Because this show is about being smart with your money, is our website, smartwithyourmoney.com. And it's also just about, you know, it's about the home and everything around it. Well, how can you have a better home life? How can you have a better connection with money? Well, if you think about most of the things we do in life, if we want them to be better, it usually involves our relationships with other people. Mm-hmm. And the only way to have deeper relationships with other people is having deeper connections with them.
And that's
one of the things I see. And with the course coming up, the Art and Science of Connection, you guys are going to go into great detail about connection, how to connect, and all of the things around it. So what would you say to anybody out there who's listening about why they should come to a course like this?
I think it's a great opportunity to take, you know, it's just a Friday night and a Saturday to kind of stop in a very outside the real world where there's no phones and there's no email and distractions, and just really look at what's missing, and or what's okay or even good, but man, it could really be better. How can I be more connected to myself? Mm-hmm. Or you know, what I'm feeling, as opposed to maybe the, and less connected to perhaps the negative or the stuff that's not working.
Right.
Well, when we think about it as a human need, okay, we all have human needs, and one of the biggest human needs is our need for connection. I think everybody will connect with that statement.
Absolutely.
Hopefully so. Yeah.
Well, and you guys mentioned that it's very subjective. And what do you mean by that? On how is the word connection subjective?
I think because for people, when I've asked the question, and I've done that a lot in the past couple of weeks, get preparing for the course, the answers are so varied. Sometimes the connection is, well, it's when my partner does this or says this, or sometimes it's like, well, when I feel this. And so for everybody, it's different. And I think even it can be different for me today than tomorrow. Like today, connection may be, you know, taking a walk together, where tomorrow it may be
space.
Right. Absolutely. Right. So I think that there's no definitive answer to connection. Mm-hmm. And because of that, that's how come it's easy to then disconnect or not have connection, because we can't necessarily define it, when in fact it's very fluid. Mm-hmm. And giving ourselves permission to have that fluidity and that that ability to just, again, be present in the moment, and like, okay, what is a connection for me right now?
Right. And especially as a whole, it's hard to define one definition for every person out there. But
absolutely,
for each individual, they probably can come up with some definitions of what works in their life and what doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And even thinking about that question of what do we do in our life that creates disconnection? To me, that's an important question.
That's a big question.
Yeah, because I can think of several things I do that create disconnection sometimes. And, you know, identifying what those are, and your course is going to give people the opportunity to identify those things.
Mm-hmm.
Where are some common areas that people create disconnection?
I think missed opportunities, where it's, you know, when your phone rings and you look at it and you're like, oh, I don't really have time for that, or I know what that's going to be about. Mm-hmm. And, or you're walking down the street and you just don't, you know, you're so focused, you're not making eye contact. And it's those things where we get so busy in our doingness and what we're doing that we're forgetting to just stop and like, well, this is another human being. I have an opportunity to, you know, touch their shoulder, right, make eye contact.
Right.
Disconnection is often, I think it stems from busyness, and it stems from some type of lack, either not feeling good about ourselves or feeling like there's not enough time, and we're just going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times we're reluctant to embrace the idea of being vulnerable, and being vulnerable, that's our true pathway to finding connection. Stepping away from that is your truth pathway to finding disconnection. So at the end of the day, the key is to be vulnerable and open enough to reach out to that person, like Joe said.
Right.
Yeah, so being vulnerable is definitely one of those keys to connection that I can see, and I identified it this year as one of the areas that I need some work, because I think I spent so many years trying to, I don't know about, you know, just wanting people to see, like, the good sides of me, and it can almost make you look where, like, people will put you on some level where, well, I could never be like them or something like
you're
that.
Perfect.
Well, then they don't. Yeah, then they're
honey,
not.
Honey, you're perfect.
Well, and I don't like giving that impression, because there's, you know, I think we have all the same problems that everybody else does.
Yeah, I mean, in our relationship, I remember kind of feeling that way a little bit of like, gosh, he is so balanced. He keeps his emotions in check all the time, and I feel like the crazy one sometimes. I mean, I am. I'll just own that.
Well, that's one of the errors as well, is the comparison game. You know,
yes.
Someone's doing it better than me, or someone has more than I do.
Right.
That also is another pathway to the disconnection.
Right. Yeah, because it totally, well, I can't ever get my emotions in balance. There's just no way. He's just so perfect.
Well, I mean, what I can see from that statement is definitely that nobody wants to feel judged.
Well, no one does, right?
Nobody. So if we want connection with people, we have to be in a state of non-judgment. Mm-hmm. So when is it okay to judge?
Right.
Like you said, there are absolutely instances where you have to judge your surroundings, and you have to judge. Yeah, sometimes when we judge other people, we can make decisions about who we want to let into our life.
Right.
Sure.
When it comes to setting boundaries.
Correct.
That may be an appropriate time to judge.
Right. But how many times are we doing it when we're standing in the grocery store line?
Right.
Or wherever.
Right. And when we show, part of judging other people, sometimes we'll show those little micro expressions of contempt or things right. that will definitely create disconnection instead of connection.
Indeed. Yes. Yeah.
So if you guys have time to stick around, I want to go into more detail because we're talking about the keys to connection. We're joined by Kevin Chambers and Joe Rossi from Xbility. And if you want to see more information on Xbility, just visit x-bility.com, mm-hmm. and you'll see information. You can look at their courses on there. Definitely encourage you to visit it, x-bility.com. And look at the different courses. When we return, we're going to go deeper into the keys to connection, mm-hmm. and we'll also talk about why don't people connect more. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.